With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A series of powerful storms in the central and southern U.S. over the Memorial Day holiday weekend has killed at least 21 people as they left a wide trail of destroyed homes, businesses, and power outages. In Arkansas, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says many families have suffered losses following the weekend storms.
Certainly, it's devastating to see, and any time you have the loss of life, the loss of homes and businesses, and a community impacted in this way, it's incredibly difficult.
Forecasters say severe weather could shift to the East Coast later today and warn millions of people outdoors for the holiday to watch the skies. Also on SRNews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has acknowledged there was a tragic mistake after an Israeli strike killed dozens of people in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. In a speech before Parliament today, he said Israel was investigating the strike that occurred the night before. President Biden says Memorial Day is about many things, among them the freedoms that Americans enjoy today.
Freedom has never been guaranteed. Every generation has to earn it, fight for it, defend it in battle between autocracy and democracy, between the greed of a few and the rights of many.
The president participated in a wreath-laying ceremony today at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington, D.C. North Korea says it's attempted to put up another spy satellite into orbit, but it ended in failure. North Korea's state media says a rocket carrying the spy satellite exploded in midair on Monday. And Wall Street is closed for the day. The Dow will open tomorrow at 39,069. This is SRN News. Most of the world approves of abortion.
About two-thirds of Americans want the procedure to be legal in all or most circumstances, and those people are not alone. The Pew Research Center has conducted a global poll and found that there are very few countries where large majorities do not want abortion to be legal. Virtually all of Eastern and Western Europe supports abortion, as does much of Asia. The few mostly pro-life nations include Indonesia, Nigeria, and Brazil. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An important piece of early Christian history, the Crosby Shoyan Codex, is up for auction at Christie's in London this June. The Codex is a mid-4th century book from Egypt containing a combination of biblical and other early Christian texts. The Codex contains the Book of Jonah and 1 Peter. The rest of it includes part of a well-known Easter homily. This is SRN News. Authorities say a Massachusetts man will be arraigned tomorrow on multiple charges, including assault with intent to murder.
Victims are recovering with non-life-threatening injuries. Police in Massachusetts were called to a movie theater Saturday evening in Braintree after a man entered the theater without paying, then stabbed four girls ages 9 to 17 without warning and ran away. Police identified his vehicle on surveillance footage, and it was spotted at a McDonald's in Plymouth about 27 miles away, where a man and a woman in their 20s were found stabbed. State police caught up through a visit in his vehicle in Sandwich, another 20 miles south, and tried to pull him over before the vehicle crashed. The suspect is also being treated for injuries. He faces multiple charges, including assault with intent to murder. I'm Jennifer King.
The Papua New Guinea government says more than 2,000 people are believed to have been buried alive in a landslide in the South Pacific island nation. The disaster struck after the side of a mountain came down in the early hours of Friday morning. More details at SRNews.com.